to the RPG Logic Podcast, the tabletop RPG podcast where we combine actual play with a critique and analysis of the game as played from the player and the game master perspective. I'm Toby, your host, and with me are my talented co-hosts, Charles and Dale. The game we are playing is Battlelords of the 23rd Century, a game by SSDC, where the characters take the roles of space mercenaries in a dangerous future. Today, we continue our first session back at the table after a long hiatus. This episode covers a fairly long combat scene between the player characters and some assassins. I am the GM, and the players are Brian, Charles, and Dale. We pick up the game as the assassins break cover and attack their target.
Okay, Charles, you notice, or Rob Roy, you notice out of the corner of your eye some movement, and there is auto fire.
Can't trust those blue skin creeps.
It's not that guy.
Is it coming through the window?
But it's a 96, or no, 69.
When you say alienist, that means, like, he's...
Someone most of the planet, especially in this area, is human, or gen-human. So an alienist would be someone who's very interested in alien races.
He just thinks Rand Python is loose.
So he's in, you know, he's like, there's a Jezodon. The only one on the planet.
Probably the only one on the Gula Gula.
Probably also the only one on the planet.
Come on.
What's that?
It's a big city.
Yeah, but they're both of those
like
are very
to the Alliance or something.
They're not actually members of the Alliance either.
Yeah.
So. That's gonna hit.
Oh, well, scratch one exec.
Five times.
Probably not good.
How you doing in those clothes before?
I'm about ready to make it a little harder to be hit.
There's three.
I guess I have a high IQ, so don't shoot the grenade inside.
Yeah, no, you shoot the grenade inside. 15, 16,
shoot the grenade out the window that the
19.
Sounds bad.
Well, he's not unprotected.
So he wears his street robe.
He's probably got a better version of what I have.
Yes.
Yeah. So what you see is a series of... There's a archaic powder weapon submachine gun opens up on him. Actually sends him flying.
Okay, from where?
Not too far from him, like just further down the room, like basically, you know, like the Predator thing,
they have the suits
that totally blend in. The bullets that strike him, there's just like these bright flashes as it bounces off of his, as they bounce off but wear down his personal defense screen.
Okay.
And the other guy.
The other guy?
Also fires. So from two different spots. But you spotted the one sort of kind of in front of him. They know they have to wear down his armor.
I am.
PBS. 3, 11, 14, 15, 18.
It's always 18. So tough to not metagame it.
Yeah. Well, you can metagate it.
Not mitigate it. I meant, like, I wanted 34. To check the security, but because I feel like it shouldn't have been open, but I had no reason to suspect that it would be, you know?
36. So that's another 18 to his PDS. So this is just a hail of bullets striking the guy. And you can see two sort of guys in some kind of armor. Big guys in some sort of armor, some sort of light blending armor.
Is there a chair next to me or anywhere within reach? I'm going to pick it up and throw it at the end of, as close as I can get it or at the one that I spotted.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll initiative. So that's a die 10 and you subtract or add your initiative modifiers to it.
4 plus... There's mine. Combat initiative.
I have one.
I'm at two.
Modifier.
Remember, you want to get low on initiative.
Yeah.
So I probably actually have, where are your initiative modifiers?
Oh, the IM is in it. There you go.
Is this adding in
your agility?
It's probably adding in your
armor. One die?
Yeah.
Is that adding on armor?
Eight. Yeah. Okay. But probably not all your. Probably.
I'm actually thinking the modern because I'm.
There's a cups over here.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you don't have your weapons with you, you might be down. You might be down just plus one.
Yes, I'm like six.
All right, so you're at six.
So can I actually shoot a grenade far enough away to not?
They are. It's a big room.
Yeah.
So they are. I mean, they're not right up next to the guy.
Uh-huh.
Dale, what did, or, you got an 8?
I guess my searchlight wouldn't merely help out.
And?
Turn them into disco balls.
Charles, what did you get?
I got a 2 initiative.
Okay.
I'm guessing I don't have my helmet on. Probably. That would probably be a little too far.
Probably don't have your helmet on.
I probably don't even have my helmet with me.
All right, so the
150 stories down.
I do have a grappling hoist.
150 stories down.
How big this building is?
It's about 200 meters down. It's pretty far.
Well, I can check. I'm now taken.
You check. Okay. So the first guy, one of the predator guys, gets to go first, and.
Do we have any rough idea of what the map looks like?
Yeah, do you have a big piece of paper? Oh, here.
I saw this really cool idea on Reddit, the D&D thing. Is print your maps and then stick them in sheet protectors, like for a binder, and then you can just wet erase things on.
Okay. Edge.
So where's the sunken circular couch? Because every rich guy has one of those in their living room.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. Got one of them infinity pools.
Yeah, of course it's an infinity pool.
Of course it is, man.
Are we on an outside kind of
platform? Yeah, it's just kind of open. No, there's a roof.
Oh.
Okay. And it's all still climate controlled.
Like Iron Man's house before it got blown up in 3.
Don't worry, it'll be blown up in this one.
So this is the door you guys came in.
If we don't leave it a smoking hole in the ground, we didn't do our job.
It's a 200-meter building. How are we going to blow it all up?
I'm sure we can figure out a way. You could, like, detonate the security system.
Actually, I am out of explosives. I have one timer left.
So let's see, you guys are Rob, Russell, and
I was playing around with one of the control panels.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you're over here. And the director is here. There's furniture and stuff all over the place. Yeah, you got the sunken couch and whatnot. But there's, like, different, probably, like, different levels.
That
so that's like steps. Screen. Let's call that a railing. Let's call that a railing. Steps.
Mm-hmm.
Couches and whatnot. And let's call this the.
Where's the decorative half stone wall?
The decorative half stone wall. Let's call the decorative half stone wall.
The 6-inch marble.
The marble picnic. I mean, like, coffee table that will easily be picked up and used as a shield.
You flip it over.
You just keep walking towards them and then smash.
One bolt on that, the whole thing will shatter.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you come over there next time?
So let's put one. There's some. Electric decorative wall there. There's the wall. Remember, I said he was next to the wall when he picked the thing up. And one of the One of the, let's call them assassins, is there. Another one is there.
Oh, that's too close.
Yeah.
Which R is me?
Either one.
Okay, well, here, we'll just
R you like.
Come over. We'll say, I don't know, R1 is me and R2 is Rassel, so that he's in the middle. Or not in the middle, because there's a squiggle. Well, that's clearly, that's the statue.
The statue?
Yeah.
There's got to be a statue. Yeah. Probably of him, like...
The director? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Is this mine?
It's not mine.
Okay, then that's mine.
Okay, so the you said an assassin goes first?
Yeah. Six more.
Oh, because they're just walking in
totally
shots.
Totally concentrating fire, huh?
Right.
Five,
hopefully he's got
10,
a hand. Well, he could have a bodyguard, though.
10 and 13.
He's looking up what his armor would be.
How long do we have before he gets
15,
pasted?
20, oh, 30. There we go.
Okay. Picked up one of the matrices, communicate with dead, so we should be all right.
Oh, that's going to be incredibly helpful.
Did you really
get that? Darn it. Because, like, there goes that whole, like, we don't need the mind reader anymore. We just kill them, and then... that has some compulsion, right? They have to tell the truth. They can't lie to you from the dead.
This is the future.
All right. To the wall. Rob Roy goes.
Different way to look at it.
Okay.
You're going to throw a...
Yeah.
You're going to throw an end table at the guy?
At the guy who's... Say, I'm R1, you're R2.
So can we see them?
I'm going to...
Kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly while they're firing, you can certainly see them. You have no doubts on where they are.
I don't know what I'm rolling here. They're just trying to spoil his shots.
Yep. Throw.
Oh,
throw to hit the guy.
Yeah, actually have throw, yeah.
What are you throwing?
An end table.
Oh. Hey, I do have throwing. I have
he's throwing an
I have
end
a
table.
Level of throwing.
You have throw end table? Awesome.
My base...
He specialized in
I
end
got
table.
25 is my base, so how are we rolling on the...
Let's say an improvised add 25 to that, so 50. I have
one level, and it says BSC, because I'm not sure how to interpret.
Probably because it's a strength bonus.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well,
which
yeah.
You have a major strength bonus, as you are the Arnold Schwarzenegger of Orion. of Orion troubleshooters.
I should start making some money in competing in bodybuilding competitions.
There you go.
I don't know why it didn't occur to me earlier. Okay, 26.
So you hit him with the table.
Hey,
go ahead and roll a die six. Yeah, don't even bother.
Yeah. Well, it gets my strength bonus, right?
It would get your strength bonus. All right.
Put the table.
Roll percent for location.
Okay, so my damage bonus is 7. So at a 3, that's a 10. All
right, hit location.
19.
But you hit him in the head with the table and kill him. 19. Oh, no. You got to get really high to you. You hit him in the leg.
Yeah. Well, maybe,
Right leg. And his threshold is 6.
Oh,
shiitake.
All right. Well, sure. We can start whittling down his armor there. I'm going to give him... let's give him an agility check to stay up.
What do you mean?
I hope
Adam might do something.
Toby, I hope you're up on hand-to-hand combat skills, because this is going to get messy.
I am. Why? You have good hand-to-hand combat
skills? I got 3 levels. We're about to find out if he's got more.
Oh, they've got more. With the titanium end table. He does this. He is specialized in end tables. All right.
If it was a bar stool, I'd get bonuses.
Grim Tinker.
So...
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm just thinking if turning on the fire suppression system would make him easier to see or not. Basically, the...
It all depends on what kind of fire suppression system
I
it
don't
is.
Know. There's a button here.
Because if it...
Okay.
So turn on
what
the sprinklers.
Would that actually turn the sprinklers on?
No, no. Would that make their ODD, their armor, easier to see? Or
What do you think?
I don't know. Press the button.
That's the way to do it. All right.
Turns on it.
And then I kind of stand behind the door because I don't have anything else to...
So there's not really a button direct...
I've been playing with the damn thing.
You've been playing with it? Go ahead and give me a computer check at difficulty, let's say 2, to see if you've discovered already
so
where
that just means minus 20?
Yeah, it's just minus 20 off
85.
Your top. 85, okay.
So I made it with a 46.
Yeah, so you've discovered exactly how to turn on the fire suppression manually and set the thing off. Okay, fire suppression is now everywhere.
I was going to cast a shield, but now I need an umbrella.
It's not so much, it's going to be, it's probably not going to be one of those halon
probably
systems
not be deadly.
That can kill everybody, but it's probably. Going to be some high-tech.
Could be powder everywhere.
It's probably a powder or something like that.
That settles on the
powder. Non-toxic, but it's going to settle on everyone and also going to make late, it's going to be all in the air. Sighting checks are going to be difficult for everybody. There's going to be a give everyone a minus 20 on ranged attacks, and minus 20 on ranged attacks, and yeah, I mean you can definitely tell their camouflage is pretty much gone. Their equipment is not going to be able to compensate for that. All right.
I'm done.
Done. And so then the other guy's going to go. So he's got a minus 20. And his base is going to be...
I wonder if this is... I was going to say, fire suppression. I wonder if it's flammable. Sorry.
He hits.
These guys hit better than
4 hits. It's a submachine gun. It's pretty good at real short ranges.
Yeah, mine's in the trunk.
You need to bring it with you, man. 10, 20, and one more. 25.
This is good, so when they die, I'm getting it.
What's that?
I think this seems to be better. Well, this is an SM-90.
It's still... it's not an SM-90, no. Okay. It's, I think it's the same caliber, though. It's 45 caliber.
Oh, SM-90
is 9. No. Which is roughly... I want whatever this guy's got for a shield.
You want this guy's shield?
From actually, we're going to find out whose is better.
I'm about to say that at this point, I don't think...
I mean, I don't care what kind of armor you have. If somebody knocks you over, picks your feet up, and starts smashing
that,
you like Hulk style into the ground, you're going to pass out.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe not.
Why not let him go see the attorney from the pool?
Yeah, there you go. Fling him over the edge.
Can you fly, Billy?
Sorry.
Like LA Confidential just start, oh, no, you don't want your arms. All right, so who's...
Okay.
Is it Dale?
Dale. All right. And the Zendarine pops down behind the bar.
Well, I mean, that's hard to blame him on that one.
Neither.
He's not a combat guy. So he's a bartender, butler type guy.
I take 1 second to activate my own kinetic energy shield.
What a good idea.
I don't know how much time I have left to do anything. It takes 1 second to do that.
It takes 1 second to do that? That's the active action then. Because the combat rounds are 1 second. Okay.
Ugo.
So you're not going to be taking damage when they turn their guns on you guys.
I'm behind the...
behind the other guy. I'm not sure whose is better yet.
If I can even hide behind...
Oh, he's down on the ground.
Who?
The director.
Oh, he got hit, or is he just...
Oh, he's been blasted.
But is he taking damage?
No.
No, he's okay. Still four white sparks, and the bullets are kind of going all over the place. Into the carpet, into the... ricocheting all over the place. He's dropped the lead disc, whatever that was.
Is there something
great
that I could use as an improvised club between me and the assassin on...
Absolutely. There's a table. There's a lamp.
Is it expensive looking?
It's a golf truck.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, heavy base.
Nice, heavy base.
Actual.
You know those ones that kind of, they've got the base and they've got the long arm?
So it's like a flail.
So, you know what I'm talking about? It looks kind of like, it's got this, it's got the base, and then there's, the lamp goes here, and there's a, like this long counterbalance thing. That's the one that's closest to you. When you're standing, it's not quite, it's not quite as tall as you are. It's pretty big. But it's pretty fancy.
I was looking for something more to grab and, like, hit the, like, actually do, like, a attack the weapon thing, like, hit the gun itself.
Just hit him.
You're R1?
Yeah. Okay. So I'd have to cross the distance. And
you could grab something off the, there's a mantle here with.
Oh, yeah.
Artifacts on you. Grab a heavy-looking artifact.
Yeah.
From a long forgotten. Two,
it's roughly it's a conical shape.
Cylindrical pointed.
No.
What
do we have? All right. You grab a little bronze statue.
Yeah, that'll work.
Of some alien creature.
Irreplaceable.
Incredibly irreplaceable. Yes. It'll be fine. It's just slightly bended. Slightly bent. Yeah. All right. And you, it's going to take you another round to cross. You could grab that run at the guy.
Yeah.
And you can take a swing at him next round.
Yeah.
All righty.
Which guy are you running at? The one on the left?
This one here.
I'll get the other way.
I'm going to put this one as one, and this guy's going to be two.
Right by the front door.
Okay. Charles was not first action. The other guy was the first action.
Yeah.
And I did that backwards. That's all right. And this is one. And this is two. So two goes first.
Molotov cocktails would do. I actually probably wouldn't do very good right now because I turned the fire suppression on.
That also, by the way, alerts the fire department.
Yeah.
And the local security teams.
I would think so.
Well, you would also think that the auto fire, the sound of gunfire up here, would alert. So it's only 11 this time.
Jesus. You actually got a bigger one.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Be careful when you throw that you don't catch anyone else in the, or you, if you ever launch your grenades, you don't catch anyone else. Not that you could see anyone else from where you're standing.
It's that way.
Yeah. I'm going to throw the grenade towards the sound of the gunfire.
Yeah.
There you go. No. Alrighty.
In my turn?
It is, yeah. Charles did his move. It is yours.
I guess I go towards the bar because that's the closest thing I have now.
Okay. You go towards the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
You are moving this way. He is moving that way. And then one goes. Oh, don't worry about it.
No, it's just like, it's hard.
Sorry. Oh, he actually misses this round.
Holy poop.
And hits.
Yeah, it's Charles running at him. Right. So then it's Rassel.
All right. So I'm taking off towards the other guy. Baseball bat in hand. I mean, attacker.
Towards this guy?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to take you two combat rounds to get to him. All righty. And final action is that. And so initial action is that guy.
Still blowing up the director.
The guy who's now got Charles in his face. Uh-huh.
Choose Charles. Shoot Charles. No way, he picked up that personal defense shield.
Oh, he did pick up the personal defense shield.
50
which means
grand on that or something
10,
like that.
That's 10 points of armor from this weapon. Which is not much.
Well, if he hits.
Well, he spent 12 grand on it.
Oh, I don't know how I spent. I spent more than I had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the duck is $12.50.
Oh. Surprised I didn't spend $100.
He's going to clock him.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because you kind of appear in front of the guy, and it's his, he's got the initiative. He's just going to...
Oh, punch me.
Yeah, clock you with the gun.
Me punch him.
Clock you with the gun.
Oh, okay, this should be fun.
He breaks out his samurai sword, and...
I have a defensive modifier of... Where did my character sheet go?
Oh, you get to... what's your defensive modifier, which should add to your...
My defensive modifier is... It says -3, but I think that's encumbered.
That's for fire. So you're hand-to-hand one.
Because I got a -8 defensive modifier because of agility.
Add this and this to get your hand-to-hand defense. So it's 25.
Well, don't I add the agility one too? Yeah, defensive modifier. Oh, wait.
It's included. But your size class 5, which is +5 to be
Okay. So I got
25. So he has -25. Is that how it worked? He meant -25.
I'm pretty sure because it's literally just your ability to.
What, from your agility?
Yeah. Where's the one about the?
Oh yeah.
Through the rift.
Unarmed attack is this is or armed attack. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's base 50 plus your bonus, -25, plus your minus your defender's hand-to-hand bonus. Mm-hmm. So you've got a 25.
Yeah,
so
total.
It's a base 50, -50. So he's just got his base hand-to-hand bonus to hit you with the gun, which is... He misses you. That's one. Charles?
Okay, so now I have my... Hold on, my attack bonus.
And that thing is a club.
Mm-hmm. So my attack bonus for 22. Agility... I have a skill bonus of hand attack 22. Bonus of 10.
It's plus, go to the skill, it's 22.
Oh, it's all included in there?
Yeah, 22.
Oh, okay. So then I just have a 20.
And a club is... He should have gotten a base of 75. No, okay, so it's a base of 75 plus 25, or plus 22, minus his defense.
Mm-hmm.
And his defense is...
Is that really the way it works? That's the way it's going to work.
See, we're using...
That's the way it's going to work.
Dice and the character sheets to see...
So you have a 97.
Fancy.
And
fancy.
He has a...
Because you said they were big.
One second. Yeah, they're like over 6 feet each.
These are lizards, aren't they?
They are not lizards. Lizards are over 8 feet.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be over 6 feet.
What are these then? These could be... These probably Aradani. If they break out a sword...
Run.
I'm going to go find out how much water there is at the other side of the bottom of the infinity pool.
Yeah, they're size class 6, which means that they're... So, because he's got a defense right now of 65...
Because of the shimmer shield?
55. No.
That's all gone.
That's just his skill.
Oh, so I have so you're saying I have 97 minus 55 to hit?
Yeah. So 42.
Okay. Come on. 51. That's a problem.
He dodges.
Yeah. Width.
Okay. Grim Tinker, you running?
I'm still going toward the bar.
All right, the other guy is going to machine gun the guy. 78, that may not actually hit.
-20?
Actually, he's -45 because he's still doing snap.
yeah.
It's actually more than -45. Because he's auto-firing, which is an additional 40.
Mm-hmm. He's not hitting.
Oh, hoping they're not going to hit me in the back.
I'm not sure why these guys did it the way they are, because if they missed, they're going to hit the other guy from their team. They're like completely...
Not really. No, not quite. Yeah, no, that was a miss. The 80-something was a miss, or 78 was a miss. Okay, and then...
Yeah.
I'm still running and being really loud and intimidating. Okay.
You're trying to clear his nostrils.
Yeah, you got horns that do real damage.
Wait a minute. Yes. Absolutely. Literally. He's as big as you are. He is as big as you are, though.
Well, I'm going to start with the bull rush, and then we'll start swinging. All right.
Yeah. So that's basically a hand-to-hand.
Do you have horns?
Yeah.
Can you fumble and, like, break
do you have? Do they do an attack?
They do, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they do real damage, too.
Okay.
Four in the horns, yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's your strength?
Mm-hmm. Which your strength bonus is plus 7 to damage.
All right. Yeah, the guy drops the gun, draws the sword.
Yeah. Well, let's see how well I can parry.
With the statue.
Well, maybe I can.
Are these things like?
If it's got lots of squiggly pins, maybe I can.
He's crawling that way. Yeah, he's like. Since no one's actually hit him, he can start moving.
Maybe I can break the sword by catching it in there pieces of the art.
Awesome. In the arm.
It flying off.
In the very hardened copper statue that you have. It's actually a combat statue. All right.
I don't know what I'm doing.
All right, he's drawing his sword. That has to be his action for the round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does that mean that I get to...
You get to go now.
Can I attempt to spoil his ability to draw that sword?
No. But you could swing, you could tackle him, you could...
78.
What did you need again? You're like
I 40, need like a 40-something.
42?
Yeah. All
right.
I'm assuming that it counts for grapples, too, so... Doesn't matter what I want to do.
Throw in the pool.
Yeah. If I pick him up and successfully pick him up without him chopping my arms off, I'm not gonna throw him in the pool. I'm just gonna throw him right off the edge.
That's a walk.
What do you mean the edge?
It's a long way.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if I'm gonna throw him in the pool, I still need to walk.
Head of steam behind you, like.
You can't.
I'm gonna like line tackle.
I mean,
push him back and
yeah. Even yeah.
All right. You
still going to the bar, I guess.
All right.
Don't know what I'm going to find there.
Molotov cocktails.
Well, there's a problem with that.
Oh, the fire suppression system.
I was like, oh, but my guy hadn't realized that quite yet until he tries to light the
person. Okay. You're no wait. This guy. Oh, God, I did it backwards. All right. Never mind. The guy in front of Dale, he has an action charge. Draws his sword. Okay. And it is now Dale.
So I plow into him.
You just never know. All right. Wearing armor.
What's your HGH? Or what's your... Do you have your... Yeah, what's your hand-to-hand?
I got my stab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Which may or may not be any better.
Which is a plus.
Your staff is level 3.
I have a skill level 3 plus
2. So that's
modifier.
Plus 14 with the base, and your staff was a base of 85.
That's a 19.
19. Minus his 55.
That's 85. What do you say, 80? Something minus 55.
Yeah, it's still 30.
Yeah, he's still hit.
Yeah.
You hit? So you slam. We'll just use your staff skill, but you slam into him.
Okay, so it does damage of on the auto.
Are you using your horns or were you going
to
use the staff?
Since
skill?
I was using the staff for the skill, I have to use the staff for the damage, fine. Which is actually better anyway. So what the heck is it? 2d6.
Plus seven. Nice.
Plus 7.
13.
Okay, 13. That is, and roll your. Go ahead and roll your hit location.
90.
And 32.
Aw, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually.
I'm just happy I made contact with
leg. Right leg.
and it's
should have been the last slip.
Two and matrix right control.
And you said how much?
13.
13?
Oh, can you make his, like, sword explosive?
It's too big for me to turn into an explosive.
Oh.
And it probably has pretty some small sort of resistance, too.
Pretty small device to
system shark or something like that. Sword.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did that knock him down or anything, or
just a sheer collision?
You guys are the same size, so no.
Yeah, so I 200-something pounds. I didn't really bull rush him.
Yeah.
He's 200-something pounds.
Because we've already determined that I'm no good at hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
We have we driving that truck into a wall.
Yeah, we have
five rounds of trying to knock
him punch the guy in the head. Right. Okay. He's going to attack you. He has...
Who are you talking about?
He's attacking you.
Again? Didn't he just go before me?
Oh, he did just go. Well, yeah, I did the wrong
initiatives.
I did the wrong initiative. So this is two. Number two has the first initiative. Number one has the second initiative just because the way I rolled it. And yeah, I've been doing it. I did it wrong. I do it wrong every once in a while.
So next round.
Yeah, so next round, he's going to go ahead and swing with the sword at you. And
can I attempt to parry? I just stare at it.
Absolutely, you can attempt to parry. The parry is...
your favorite apple.
Your parry base is 50. But you also have your base defense of 25 plus the 12 minus 10, so plus... Or 14, so plus 4. So you have your base defense is 29. So you have a base minus 29 to hit you.
So, but by parrying, I like sacrifice my next action, right?
Yeah.
Right. So no, I'll just let him have at me. Because I'm also wearing a blue shield, which is going to slow him down with the sword anyway.
It's kinetic. How many heavy points does it have?
Includes arcane powder, arcane hand, grenade, mine fragments, anything that's kinetic.
Arcane hand? Oh, really? Awesome. And how much does it, what does it do?
I'm at a minus 8 damage direction.
Oh, it reduces damage by 8?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. He's got a 23. I'm sure with your 29 off of his 117 to hit, he still hits. Sorry, pal.
Let's see how well this works. Could be a short day.
You said plus minus 8 damage?
Correct.
So it's just 4.
So...
Yeah. No, 4 damage to you
after the 8.
Never mind.
Ow!
Maybe I should be shooting a grenade at these people.
Head.
I got a big head.
That's gonna hurt. Head.
How many hit points do you have? Body points?
Overall, 18. Oh.
Well, that's not a crit.
That's not quite a crit.
So this game is turning into how quick can we kill off the party?
Well, let's hope it doesn't actually end up that way.
No, you're at 14.
Oh, sorry. Minus
4. Yeah. 4 damage.
How much does a grenade do?
Depends on the grenade.
Either not enough or too much.
No.
2 or 2?
Well, yeah. I get to respond back with something more impressive than my
That's side. A launched grenade, not just flinging that.
No, I didn't bring those. Silly. They're all my grenade launcher.
Why would you want to do anything other than
that? It takes time to unload. Grenades, whatever grenades. 202 or 205 was supposed to have been, the higher ones was actually in there.
So the 205...
Where is his security?
I don't know.
What is going on?
198 plus 1, they and the fragments land for each. So the concussion will bypass their armor.
And his shield...
So, yeah, Brian, you set off the fire suppression, but we forgot to ring manually call security.
I think they got a little thing of fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
The guy's asleep.
So they got on the elevator at the first floor.
No, actually, the whole thing...
The elevators all went to the first floor, and so they are running up the stairs.
It's like all the security people are like, you're not allowed to use the elevators in the event of fire.
All right.
What was our plan? Let's think about
it. Charles.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I'm going to back away out of reach of the sword.
Oh, sure.
Because
he's not going to chase you.
You're going to see Ryan.
Okay.
Because
201 cardio.
My PDS is not going to work. Actually, I don't know if it will work against those things, against swords.
Oh, yeah, it works against swords.
It's
effective against it. It halves the damage.
Yeah, but it still only is 5.
Right.
I'm going to back up. How far, maybe to try and pick up, what's this guy's name?
Paul. Dr. Troy.
Dr. Shu. And run.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick hop back.
Okay.
And hope that I'm out of sword range.
Okay.
This is turning.
Your turn. You're here if you're...
Am I actually at or over the bar? I was trying to jump over it.
Okay. Yeah, you're here now.
Okay.
Well, you're over the bar.
Can you do something next turn?
He's just like...
Yeah. Is there anything back here?
Besides bar booze. Stuff. What do you need to be back there?
Array of throwing knives.
An array of throwing knives.
Laser gun. No, a laser gun probably wouldn't work for good in this situation. But yeah.
Nope. Actually, the bartender does have a pistol.
Give me that.
Tell him to call security. He might have a Bluetooth. Okay.
You ask him to give it to you?
Well, kind of voluntold, yes.
Voluntold. Okay. He's not handing it over yet. His initiative is with Rassel.
It's like one shot.
All right, Rassel's going to yell and...
Well, hold on. So, you... Okay. So then this guy, who you were fighting...
Mm-hmm. Pursues?
Runs forward. As well.
Does he look... I mean, can I tell if he's looking at me, or if he's just going to try and rush past me to...
He's just kind of elbowing you aside.
Oh, excellent! My plan worked perfectly!
So, his 90, however, is probably not going to work.
What do you mean 90?
That's what he rolled.
Oh.
His 90, your defense modifier was 50, right?
No, it was, we worked it out to 25.
His was 25.
No, mine was... My skill is 22.
Yeah, but the base is 25.
Oh, okay, yeah, then 50.
No, his was 29.
Because mine is your 3 base plus... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's base of 50. So, I yeah, that's, that. No, there's no way that's going to... What?
That's 0.
0. Well, you okay. Have a minus 25 defense.
So this thing is a... That's a bench, right?
That's one of those low marble tables where you grab the... There's furniture around.
Was it secured to the floor?
Oh, yeah. It's like a marble... Well, low marble wall, basically. Or marble front, you know, veneer wall.
Right. Okay, well, so it's not clubbable.
No. Anyway, he's basically... The guy with the sword is basically right next to you. You're both running towards the direction.
Okay, but it's not my action yet anyway.
Right. It is now Dale's action.
All right. Grassel yells in pain as he doubles down on his energy shield, redoes the blue field stronger.
Okay, so now it's 16?
No, I'm replacing it, and this time I'm using more power points to boost it, so now it's 12.
Now it's 12. All right.
Oh, that's slick.
But okay. I don't have any more extra reusable power points.
Oh, no. All right. And
it's a little brighter.
Yeah, but the fact that you'll have PowerPoints to use tomorrow.
Exactly. He points the gun at you.
Oh, saw that coming.
Oh, no.
Blue. You can't trust those blue.
However, he misses. He's terrible. He's a terrible shot.
Wait, oh, Blue's doing that. Okay.
Yeah, Blue's doing that. And it's...
Just like the cracks in the wall next to you, know,
which means there's two smaller people.
What did you like? I said this is like the girl fight on the side, with the two smaller people, you know, doing the fight, while the titans are like...
breaking furniture, destroying the floor.
Just saying, if I only had my helmet on, I should grenade my
dog. You only had your helmet on, just headbutt him. We need some blues clues.
Okay. So, all right. That's the. So then, number two, who was in front of you, Did you fall over?
No, I just yelled and been more menacing.
All right, he's going to attack you again. And you have 29, so...
Uh-oh.
He hits you again.
So did you...
Oh, but 13. Only in the leg this time.
How much, though? I think it's damage reduction of the wazoo.
15.
Now. Ooh.
What?
That's 15, a problem.
So 3 points.
Another that's
3 points.
That's okay.
It's still not a crit.
It's well, he's 15. Got, if it's a 20, it's 25% of your current. At
it's,
and at 14.
No, it's 25%. I just did 4.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
try and reduce it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to try and
reduce it. Sorry, Dale.
He got lucky. Yeah.
I didn't.
Dale, he's trying to kill you. 1-2. Charles.
So he's next to me.
Yeah.
As in his sword arm is not pointing at me.
No, he's focused on the director.
I'm going to try to
grapple him.
Grapple him.
Okay.
But not around the sword.
Yeah. So hopefully his upper arms will be pinned and he can only just flail uselessly.
You're
going to
try and grapple him.
I hope. And then I will proceed to squeeze very hard. Come on.
Do you know what your base is?
It doesn't matter. At a 2, I think I succeed.
Okay. That's good. You grab the guy. Okay, you've got him immobilized.
Okay, and then I
you're like, no, you're probably, because you were running and you just tackled him, you're probably lying on the floor with him pinned.
That works.
Yeah, it works plenty good.
Yeah. Although I have a feeling this is going to be the worst, just...
Worst idea.
Just hold on until security shows up.
Okay, Grim Chicken.
Can you, like, tackle him?
Sure.
Sure.
You have a base of 50%, and he's got a base of... He's got a base defensive. He's...
I don't have to worry about parking tickets or anything, do I?
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
We've had a rash of break-ins and vandalism, but no. Well, no, that would explain what happened to my car. Okay. So do you have any hand-to-hand skill at all?
No, I'm just going to kind of like body check.
Body check. Okay.
Big armored thing.
Okay, so your base is 50.
Sure. And I got a 13.
That is enough, because he has a defensive modifier of 35. So you needed a 15. All right. You, again, two of the other NPCs are plastered to the ground.
Because this one's not armored. I'm guessing a little bit weakling.
Hey, but your fists are.
He's not armored. That's correct. He's not armored. Okay. The guy you're grappling is going to attempt to de-grapple. And your base defense is... What was your base defense?
Saying it's 25 plus your skills, so 50.
Yeah, that's right.
Give the Beyond the Rift, it has rules about grappling and stuff. The grapple rules are typically complicated. I've never seen a role-playing system that
I'm going to simplify them.
Yes. On the fly, this is what is not...
I'm going to simplify him. Okay, he's just going to...
Yeah, I'm not even going to try, just because we've tried this before.
okay, so he's going to do his thing. I'm going to say he's got a, you've got a plus 20 to your defensive modifier to continue to keep him pinned. So your defensive modifier makes it 70.
So I suppose it'll be next turn that I get to ask whether he seems stronger or at least comparable in strength to me.
I don't think he's as strong. What's your damage bonus?
My damage bonus is 7.
Yeah, so he's not as strong as you are.
Well,
you are the world's strongest Orion.
Thank heaven for small favors.
Oh, dear Lord. You have one of those?
On you?
I have a grappling hoist, yes.
Awesome. Which you can fire at people.
Oh, sweet.
You're not getting away.
Doesn't it even say that in the description?
In desperate measures.
Awesome. No, 71 is not going to be able to break the hold. Okay, so that was 7, so that's your turn.
Swing away. 27.
27.
That's pretty close, isn't it? Didn't you have to get under 40?
Well, your base was 85.
Minus his...
Plus his bonus, minus his 55. Or, yeah, his 55. So 35 plus... Yeah, you hit. Okay.
Boom! 17!
Yeah, 17. And your... Ouch. And your location is...
Hopefully you get him
baseball bat thing. 40.
Look how much.
Oh, good job. You hit him right in the gut. You said 17?
17.
Gosh. All right, and that's number two that you're attacking, so that
hit
is...
Hit him twice now.
11, so that's...
Ow.
And I think I'm going to cut it there. This episode will be continued next week. This has been the RPG Logic Podcast, released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Listeners are free to use this show in any non-commercial endeavor, as long as credit is provided to DrobianDesign.com. Battlelords of the 23rd Century is a product of SSDC. Links and details can be found in the show notes and at DrobianDesign.com/RPGLogic. Thanks for listening, and happy gaming.